TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
What is up? A happy Tuesday morning to you. Welcome to the Tuesday, January 12th edition of Chair Shot Radio. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can follow me on all of your forms of social media. That's Facebook, that's Twitter, and that's the Instagram at Chair Shot Greg. And I'd love a chance to get that follow, get to know you a little bit. I try to respond to DMs, interact with people, and have a whole hell of a lot of fun. So please do follow over there. Also, follow the website. Chair Shot Radio is part of the Chair Shot Radio Network, which you can find at thechairshot.com. Visit thechairshot.com and follow the site at Chair Shot Media. We'd love to get your follow there as well. Of course, as you know, Chair Shot Radio is your new daily interaction, your daily show covering sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. And that's what we are going to have for you here today. We're going to talk a little bit of sports, going to have a whole lot of fun. But remember, Chair Shot Radio, 7 days a week, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Monday, you get PC Tunney. Tuesday, you get myself, Greg DeMarco. Wednesday, you get myself, Greg DeMarco. Thursday, you get Ray Cash and the Podfather Mags overseas. Friday, you get PC Tunney. Saturday, you get one of the Belaz brothers and Christopher Platt. You get two of the three, AJ Belaz, Andrew Belaz, and or Christopher Platt. And Sunday, you get David Ungar and Patrick O'Dowd, seemingly talking hockey, which is what they talked the past couple of weeks. But in general, that is your lineup. We get some guests that come in. We get some classic content, a whole lot of fun each and every day on the Chair Shot Radio. And remember, it's a great time to remind you of a couple things. Number one, always use your head. And number two, take yourself on over to ProWrestlingTees.com. /TheChairShot and check out our shirts for the Chair Shot Radio Network, for the Chair Shot in general, and just our content in general. We would love to have you head on over there, check out what we have to offer at ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Got a lot of great shirts for all the different shows. You can get yourself a Bandwagon Nerd shirt. You might be able to get yourself an Everybody Hates Greg shirt. You can get lots of good stuff over there. You can also get logo shirts for the Chair Shot Radio Network and get some of our slogans. There's many Always Use Your Head shirts. You can get a hashtag journalism shirt and so much more. Every shirt is priced at $19.99, a great price. Spend yourself a couple extra bucks. You can get those in the style of soft. That is soft style, super comfortable. All of mine are in soft style. They wash well, they hold up well, and you won't be upset sporting one of those Chair Shot t-shirts out and about when wrestling shows are back. It's a great thing to wear to your wrestling events. However, you can wear them to the gym, you can wear them at home, you can wear them when you're on a Zoom call. Whatever you might need, there's a Chair Shot shirt out there for you. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. A couple personal plugs. As you guys know, I'm involved with a couple of brands. Not Dead Can't Quit, a very favorite brand of mine right now, especially with all the shit you guys know I have going on. Not Dead Can't Quit, Life's Tough, Be Tougher. Get those constant reminders, whether it's a shirt, a hat, or even that challenge coin. For you ladies, they got some great yoga pants, as well as these hooded sleeveless hoodies that look really good. So head on over there, notdeadcan'tquit.com, and you can save 30%. That's right, 30%. That is a steep discount. A lot of times discounts might help you out with shipping and tax, but 30%, you'll save shipping tax and still save money on your stuff. Use the promo code DeMarco over there at notdeadcan'tquit.com or ndcq.com. Not Dead Can't Quit, Life's Tough, Be Tougher. Save 30%, promo code DeMarco. Also, Iron and Cloth, another apparel company, ironandcloth.co. It's ironandcloth.co. Got a whole new lineup of apparel for the new year. Save 10% using the promo code DeMarco. That's 10%. Promo code DeMarco, Iron and Cloth, ironandcloth.co. So thank you for checking those out. Check out these commercials as well. And we'll be right back talking some sports with Greg DeMarco on Chair Shot Radio.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Right, appreciate you listening to those commercials, checking out our sponsors. We do appreciate hitting those up. Everything helps us continue this train rolling here at the Chair Shot Radio Network. I want to talk a little bit about sports, but, you know, we've got PC Tunney, who does an amazing job covering sports. Patrick and Dave did a great job. CP and Blaz did a great job. We got a lot of great people covering sports, so I want to come at it from a different angle. You know, I look at Chair Shot Radio as a personality show, and what I want to come at this week's edition with, sports-wise, is talking to you about fandoms, and my fandoms, and where they come, and maybe my fandoms, my level of fandoms in certain sports that are up for sale. And see if maybe you have an opportunity to convince me to appreciate your fandom. Now, my first fandom that I want to talk to you about is college football and just college sports in general. That one's easy, okay? I graduated from Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University, better known as Virginia Tech. I will forever be a Hokie. I wouldn't say I was Mr. Hokie because there were plenty of us that are diehard Hokies on that campus, but I was a tour guide. I was a member of fraternity. I also served in the residence halls as an RA and eventually a head RA. I was awarded who's who among college students in America. I don't remember the exact name. I got to go back and look at the plaque. It's very old, but I do have it hanging up there, and just really got heavily invested in the Virginia Tech community when I was there. It still remains so today. My son is a big time fan of Virginia Tech, would love to attend Virginia Tech if possible. He's a bit of an athlete, a very good one, so he would love to get a scholarship somewhere. So if it doesn't come from Virginia Tech, but comes somewhere else, that somewhere else is probably where he's going to go. But my daughter, however, it wants to do her own thing and be very independent, so probably no Virginia Tech for her. But my college football and college sports fandom is Virginia Tech, and I can tell you right now, having gone there, having been in the basketball stadium, having chanted, "Oh, sit down, you suck," at somebody as they were sitting down on the bench, which is a lot of fun, having sat in Lane Stadium for all those big football games, being there with Michael Vick on the horizon and so much more, I can't really say that that fandom could ever be challenged, ever be up for sale. This football season, as you know, being on the West Coast, you get to watch some late games these days. I really got into watching Wyoming football, which is where Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills quarterback, came from. And so I'm a fun supporter of the Wyoming Cowboys, but that's not really my fandom. My fandom is and always will be Virginia Tech. NFL football, as you heard last week, I am a fan of the New York Football Giants. And you might be wondering why I'm a fan of the NYFBG. So I will tell you why. Number one, I was born in New York. I grew up in New York and moved out of there when I was 10 years old. When I really started watching football, the New York Giants went to and won the Super Bowl. So I lived through multiple Giants Super Bowl victories over both the Broncos and the Bills. Of course, that Bills game, very memorable for a lot of people, wide right or wide left, I can't even remember now. And always followed the Giants from there. Of course, as an adult, got to see the Giants win not one but two Super Bowls against the New England Patriots over a period of 4 years, including beating the undefeated Patriots team in one of the most improbable upsets in Super Bowl history. So I'm cemented as a New York Giants fan. There's just no way around it. I follow the Arizona Cardinals locally because that is the local team. My son also roots for the Arizona Cardinals because that's who he grew up on. I'm a huge fan of Larry Fitzgerald. I once got a chance to meet Larry Fitzgerald in person. In fact, I'm going to tell you that story here in a minute. And so I do follow along with the Cardinals, and I wish nothing but the best for the Cardinals. But when the Cardinals and the Giants are on the field, I'm rooting for the Giants unless they're out of it and need a better draft pick. Then I might root for the Cardinals. But I am a Giants fan through and through. Now, I won't refer to the Giants as we. If I do, that's a mistake. I typically don't want to refer to the Giants as we, but I will refer to Virginia Tech as we. And Patrick O'Dowd referred to this on either Bandwagon or the Chair Shot Radio recently. I am okay with we when you've gone to the school or you've played for a team or you've worked in the organization or something. When you've physically been a part of that organization, I'm okay with we. Now, I can't blame people and their fandom and all that, but all the time I hear, you know, we won, and I'm like, oh, what position do you play? And I'm that asshole. I'm that guy. But I'm not a big fan of we, so you probably won't hear me refer to the Giants as we, although I'm sure I slip up at some point and do it as well. Basketball. I don't have a team in basketball. I loosely follow the NBA, grew up on the Chicago Bulls, and don't really have a team. So here's what that means. My basketball fandom is up for sale. If you've got a basketball team that I should be following, and you can make a convincing argument as to why I should follow them, let me hear you. I would love to hear why I should follow your basketball team, why I should get involved, why I should follow along, and maybe accidentally say we in terms of your and eventually my NBA team. So that fandom is up for sale. Hockey. I am a Phoenix Coyote fan. I know they're the Arizona Coyotes, but it's just so much fun to call them the Phoenix Coyotes. So I do tend to do that. I've been to their games. Hockey for me is something that I've always been a fringe fan of. Now, when I was growing up in Richmond, Virginia, we used to have the Richmond Renegades, which was a ECHL, I think, hockey team. And we would love going to those games and just have a blast at the Richmond Renegades hockey games. But then you get out of it, and I went to a few games in college. The Roanoke Steam in Roanoke, Virginia was the team there. But now, having been to some Arizona Coyotes games, hockey on television, it's okay. Hockey in person is amazing. And if you're sitting down somewhere between the fifth and tenth row, like, the view is just perfect. And the difficulty that's involved in the skating that happens in hockey is so impressive. And I just really can't speak enough to how impressed I am with those people out there playing hockey and doing what they do. So I would say I'm an Arizona Coyotes hockey fan. The organization hasn't had the most success. And so, is that fandom for sale? Probably not. But of the ones that are not for sale, it definitely ranks below Virginia Tech and the New York Giants. So Virginia Tech number one, New York Giants number two, Arizona Coyotes number three. Number four would probably be baseball. Baseball, like the New York Giants, I am a New York Mets fan. Why? Because when I started watching baseball, the Mets won the World Series. And so I was forever, at least I thought at the time, forever entrenched as a New York Mets fan. Now, baseball is something that I've been in and out of for my whole life. I even played the sport at times, but it's been one that I haven't really followed all that closely. And so you may or may not see me heavily involved as a baseball fan, especially with the New York Mets. Now, I did get back into baseball in the early 2000s and kind of fell in love with the Boston Red Sox. And that's ironic because the team that the New York Mets beat to win the 86 World Series was, in fact, the Boston Red Sox. But as I started watching and got back up, that was when the Boston Red Sox beat their curse and came back from an 0-3 deficit to the New York Yankees and ended up going through and winning the World Series. And so for that reason, I ended up loving the Boston Red Sox. In fact, I even had a Boston Red Sox hat that fit me perfectly and I wore all the time. And you guys know, a little over 2 years ago, almost 2.5 years ago now, I was involved in a rollover car accident that caused my truck to roll over. Time and a half, and the hat was in the truck at the time, didn't get it back, and so I actually lost that hat at that point and haven't replaced it. But I would call myself a Boston Red Sox fan as well. It might even be more close than the New York Mets right now. I don't know, and that's why that fandom could be up for sale as well. I think that fandom is one that can definitely be argued upon and one that you could potentially get me involved, because I really do enjoy baseball, and so I would be willing to hear it with some of those opportunities. So, to recap for you, my fandoms: number one, Virginia Tech, not coming off that. Number two, the New York Giants, not coming off that. Number three, I would have to say the Arizona Coyotes. Number four would be the New York Mets and the Boston Red Sox. And number five, I have nobody in the NBA. So if you're listening and you want to convince me to be a fan of your favorite team, hit me up at ChairShotGreg on Facebook, at ChairShotGreg on Twitter, and at ChairShotGreg on Instagram. I would love to hear those arguments about why I should follow your team, especially if it's a baseball team or a basketball team. You might be able to convince me, have me jump on over to your side and make a fan out of me when it comes to your favorite team. So what I want to do right now, I promised you guys a story about Larry Fitzgerald. It's a great one. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And when I come back from that commercial break, I'm going to give you my story on Larry Fitzgerald.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
So, welcome back. First of all, Greg DeMarco, Chairshot Radio, Tuesday edition. Glad to have you. I want to tell you my story involving Larry Fitzgerald. Now, this is not a football story at all, except for the fact that he's a football player and the football players were involved. But there was a stint of time where I worked for Target. And working for Target, I was there as an hourly employee, a part-time job, on top of what I was doing as my full-time job. And after working there for a little bit of time, I got kind of roped into working in electronics, in the electronics area of the store, and that's very different. Certain keys you had to have, access you had to have to everything, had its own separate stock room, lots of stuff involved in working in electronics. And over the holidays, we had a very special day where the Arizona Cardinals would come in, and each Cardinals player had a family assigned to them, and they had a budget that they were allowed to go around. I think it was $250, I don't know. And they would be able to shop for the kid. Now, the budget was given to them, right? The players weren't spending their own money. I don't know if it was the Cardinals organization. I don't remember what organization it was. But they would go around, and they would shop, and they were shopping for toys and Christmas presents. They also each got a pair of shoes, some clothing items, some other, you know, general care kits that the parents might need. The parents got some things as well. It was a whole big ordeal. And in the electronics area, of course, we basically opened up all the cabinets and were letting them get games and whatever they wanted. And later in the event, Larry Fitzgerald came through with a kid that he was with, and the kid really wanted a PSP, all right, the little personal PlayStation game that you can have. And I remember, and the price of the PSP at the time was pretty much, that was the budget, right? And the cart was full of stuff already. Like, Larry was buying stuff for this kid. And the kid really wanted a PSP, and Larry was explaining, you know, that's not part of what we're allowed to do, and you know, we can't go outside of this. And the mom was trying to explain, we have a certain amount we're allowed to spend, and not able to do that. And so when the mom was talking to the kid, Larry grabs me, pulls me aside and says, hey, give me that PSP right there. And I was like, are you sure? You just talked about this? He was like, absolutely. So I looked at him for a second, he was like, I'm positive. So then I looked at him and was like, well, you know, you also want a game? Because you kind of had to have a game, right? So we did give him one of the bundles, the PSP. Larry kind of tucked it off in the side of the cart. And what ended up happening was Larry bought the PSP himself, his own money, and in the parking lot ended up giving it to the kid and the mom. And that kind of thing never made news, never made air, never went public. And Larry Fitzgerald is the kind of athlete that does that kind of stuff all the time. And it's just so awesome to see and so awesome to be a part of. And I will forever, I mean, it's easy now to forever have respect for Larry Fitzgerald and the greatness that he has had on and off of the football field. But I've literally seen it in person. I handed him the thing he was buying outside of the constraints of the activity for this child because he could see that the child wanted it and the child was probably never going to get this unless Larry Fitzgerald bought it for him that day. So Larry bought it for him. At the time, Larry was already making millions of dollars at the time, right? This is nothing for Larry Fitzgerald to buy this. But for that kid, it made his life. So Larry was like, I'm going to break the rules because who cares? And I'm going to buy this for this kid. If you're in a position to do something for somebody, go ahead and do it, man. Go ahead and do it. Follow the lead of a Larry Fitzgerald and of so many other athletes and celebrities who have probably done things like this that we just never, ever hear about. I'm sure there are plenty that don't. But I know there are plenty that do amazing acts of kindness, acts of giving, that we just never, ever, ever find out about it. You've seen all these times where The Rock has sent people messages on social media when he hears about something. And just imagine, and you know, he recently bought Downtown Bruno a truck. Imagine the things he does that we don't find out about. I'm sure they're plentiful. I'm sure that we'd be amazed if we knew. But it's great to know that the people are not doing it for the wrong reasons. They're doing it for the right reasons, that they can, that they want to give back, that they know they're fortunate, and in many cases, just flat out lucky. And they want to repay that luck to somebody else through activities like that. So kudos to Larry Fitzgerald. If he does retire, it's capping off a hell of a career. One of the greatest receivers in NFL history. Surefire, first ballot Hall of Famer in the NFL, Pro Football Hall of Fame. And just an all-around really good person that I don't know of because of things I've heard, stories I've read, things I've seen on television, but I know because I literally saw it firsthand with my own two eyes, and that's something that cannot be replaced. Now, again, I want to thank you for listening to this edition of Chair Shot Radio. Of course, Chair Shot Radio is part of the Chair Shot Radio Network. Go on over to thechairshot.com. That's thechairshot.com. Follow us at Chair Shot Media. Follow me at Chair Shot Greg. All of those follows can be done on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. All the same handles. Makes life easy. Again, head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your very own Chair Shot t-shirt. Support us. Keep this going. If you can't, hey, you're listening. We appreciate you lending us your earballs. Hopefully, we filled them with some good things here today and throughout the rest of the week. I will be back tomorrow. What that topic is, I'm not going to say, not because I don't know, because I'm actually about to record it here in a minute, but because I want you to keep listening. I don't want you to tune in for the topics. I want you to tune in for the people, because we have a lot of great personalities at the Chair Shot Radio Network and as part of Chair Shot Radio. So I will see you tomorrow. I appreciate you listening to this edition of Chair Shot Radio. And a quick reminder, you know what it is, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Make sure you always use your head.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.